Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, blessings and greetings, blessed souls. Don't just go anywhere live because we want to stay alive. And Torah Chaim, and Torah Chesed, Torah Rachmim, instructions of life, kindness, and mercy. This is the 62nd show, actually the 61st show. We had a little logistical problem. We couldn't get our show on this morning in Soul Class and the fifth installment of the Healing of America via the Faculty of Speech. But hopefully we're going to affect some healings tonight. Hopefully in a couple moments we're going to have soon to be heralded as an international act in force in reggae music, Ross Calvin Christie, who I first became aware of from the Roots and Rights CD that came out last year. And I think we're bringing in Ross Calvin right now. Hold on, please. Ross Calvin.
Greetings, King. Greetings. Blessings every time.
Shalom.
Blessings.
Shalom. I was just introducing the word blessed audience, Ross Calvin, that I do believe in this coming year, through your latest endeavor, that I think that with the Most High's blessing, you're going to be established as an international force in reggae, because you're willing to take your creativity and your insightful perspectives on the human condition as you express it through your unique reggae music, particularly with your latest project, which you have linked up now with a website called Kickstarter.com. Ross Calvin, can you explain and educate our audience what about this wonderful opportunity that you have to launch your latest reggae music with the participation of true lovers of reggae music?
Well, yes, Brother Dan, give thanks again to have me on the show again. It's a pleasure and a blessing to be around, to talk to the Iron. It's always inspirational when I talk to the Iron. Big up to all of the people in Radio Land who are listening right now, you know. Well, I want to say to you that Kickstarter.com is actually one of those platforms that people, you call, in music parlance, now it's called crowdfunding platform. And it's a place where fans of artists and artisans and musicians and people that are involved in the art, the creative field, they kind of go on Kickstarter looking for projects, worldwide projects, to make pledge to. And, you know, it's a thing that I have just found out about, like, about a little over a month now, while reading one of those DIY articles from CD Baby. So once I check it out and find out what it was about, I thought that based upon the fact that I am finishing up my new CD entitled Power and the Glory, and I still need money to actually do the pressing and the mastering and to do a video and to launch a CD. So I thought to myself that, excuse me, I could try it on Kickstarter and see what happened. So when I read it, I was excited about how it works and the fact that it's a medium to help creative people who really don't have all of the necessary finances, but once you put a project together that you help to solicit funds through Kickstarter, you'll be in a good position to finish a project and get it out to the public. So I thought about it and I wrote to the people them who run Kickstarter and expressed my idea, and 2 days after they wrote me back and said, well, based upon what I said to them, they like it and I should go ahead set it up. And it took me 2 weeks to set up, and I launched it last week, Friday. I launched it, you know. Like a 39-day period, because Kickstarter, how they operate now, they operate on all-or-nothing policy, they claimed. And the all-or-nothing policy works like this. When you decided what project you want to do and the time frame that you want to raise the funds in, you set a goal, which is the amount of money you want to raise, say $2,000. And you set a time frame to achieve this $2,000, which is, say, you use a 30-day period. You have 30 days, you have 60 days, and you have 90-day period. And I'm sure you have maybe 50 days and in between, you know. So within that set period of days, say you choose 30 days to raise $2,000. In my case, I choose 39 days seeking to reach $12,000. Maybe a little bit exorbitant, but all of my figures that I have up there are actually figures that I have worked out with the costing that it would cost me to master, to manufacture, to do shoot a music video, and do a CD launch in Manhattan and stuff like that. So it's bare bones cost I actually have bring me up to $12,000. But within that set period, the All or Nothing policy work like this, within that set period of 30 days, for you to get funding, you have to reach your $2,000 goal within that 30 days. If you reach it before 30 days, swell, you are good to go. But if not before the 30 days, you have to hit that 2,000 mark by 30 days. If you do that, then your project will be successfully funded. All of the pledgers who have donated pledge, their cards now would be charged now because you reach a funding goal and it was successful. So their cards would actually be charged now, and the Kickstarter, they take like a 5% fee to do this. And with Amazon.com, which deal with the credit card processing, they take another 3.5% or so. So in all, it's like 8.5% come out of whatever you earn. And then within like a 14-day period, the money is turned over to you so you can transfer it in your account. That's if your project is successful. If your project is not successful, meaning you do not reach that 2,000 mark within that 30-day period, all bets are off. All pledges become void now, and none of the pledgers' card would be charged now, but you would not get any money.
True. I'd like to just chime in because I'm looking at, for anyone who have not seen, he has a display on Kickstarter, Russ Calvin does, and I would like to read two comments, but it appears that two people have contributed already to your campaign. From Miss Marcia Davis, and I'd like the audience to hear the honest words of someone who appreciates the talents of Russ Calvin Christie. Calvin Christie, my blessed, talented, humble brethren, all the very best on this project. I know you will meet your pledge goal, and I'm right there beside you in love and support. It always helps when the music is wicked. All I want is my rewards to go to the 2012 Grammy Awards ceremony with you, where we'll both be collecting awards for our music. Peace, love, and much success. MD. And I have one more, Russ Calvin, I want to share with the audience from a Glenn Tamir. And the encouragement he gives to you is, go, Calvin. This man is not only honest that the day is long, but is on a very important mission with his music. You can trust that your contribution to this project, to Russ Calvin's project, will be honestly implied. So I just want to show to the listening audience, Russ Calvin, that I'm not being subjective. I'm being objective because other people objectively are commenting on your character and your talents, and personally, before we go back, my next question to you, Russ Calvin, you know, there was a blessing going way back over 3,600 years ago when, 3,500 years ago, when the patriarch of Israel, one of the three patriarchs, Isaac, gave a blessing to his son Jacob, and he said, and blessed be those who bless you. So I say, you're being blessed tonight, my brother, because you're blessing me with the chance to participate with you, to encourage lovers of reggae music, patrons of the arts, patron of a music which is connected to social justice and the healing, not just of African peoples, but all peoples trying to deal with the stress of these times. So let's talk about this unique opportunity, Russ Calvin, of bringing together music maker and lover of music in these times, which are not the easiest of times. A little feedback on your part, Russ Calvin.
Well, when you really check it, it's that it's a good thing because as we were the other day when we were reading, and I was alluding to the fact that to me a medium like Kickstarter is very necessary, and I show you why I say it's necessary. It doesn't matter if my project succeeds now or fails. To me, when I look at Kickstarter, I see this as something, a necessary thing, because what it does, there are hundreds of projects that is on that website that has been successfully funded, different kind of projects, not just music. You have people that's in technology. You have people that have books of poems. You have people who have online comic book that they are setting up to sell on the web and stuff like that. So, And these people could not have, would not be able to realize their project, Gene, and seeing their project successfully being out there and getting attention if it was not for Kickstarter. And I just want people to know for the record that Kickstarter is only one of such platforms. I think you have, don't quote me exactly on this, but so far I have checked about 8 already, including Rocket Hub, PledgeMusic.com, you have a next one name, not remembering right now, but I think, on the top of my head checking out, I think there are like about 8 of them that are really legitimately going on. But Kickstarter and Pledge Music, also Rocket Hub, seems to be Kickstarter number 1, Pledge Music number 2, and Rocket Hub number 3. That's how me see them going. But Kickstarter seems to be the most prominent one. So back to what I'm saying, this medium, what it does, it kind of like bypass the middlemen, for instance, label or managers or agents, because what you find out is that the artists have a direct link now with their fans, and fans have direct link to the artists, and the technology is what brings that about, like the Twitter and the YouTube and the Facebook, where people can online chatting in these chat boxes, with anyone at any given time. So because of this now, artists and fans are actually much closer than time gone, where just label and label deal with the artist business and stuff like that. So this medium, I think it's a really a great way of bringing people, not only fans, but actually also people, entrepreneurs, who are maybe looking for one or two projects that they would be interested in spend some money into, or pledge some money to, or donate some money to. So I think it's a really necessary medium, and it's a vital one right now. But then many people do not know about it. Many people do not know about Kickstarter.
True. And what I think is the blessing of us talking about this tonight, Russ Calvin, is that actually as much as I personally would like to see you reach your goal tonight, that as a result of this radio program you get the blessings for the 12,000, and it's just at the beginning of a new stage of your career, is that we're actually trying to work with the audience to talk about the whole concept. It's a Hebrew word called tzedakah, but charity is not really the right word. It's really an act of righteousness, because, ladies and gentlemen, Calvin Christie is not going to be singing a song where he's going to self-aggrandize himself. He's writing music to heal the human condition. That's basically what reggae music is about, I believe, in its essence. And here's a man who writes music which is anti-sexist, which is pro-peacemaking. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, please check out on YouTube his video, Rally Back, where you see in the middle of the video, he goes in the way of one of the great high priests of the nation of Israel, like Aaron Akon, breaking up a fight in the middle of the video, meaning this is the way a musician's music is to break down the barriers of people, otherwise people will be warring, and music, like reggae music, and especially the music of Russ Calvin Christie, is here to break down barriers with people and to bring people into brotherhood. Can you comment back, Russ Calvin, on this?
Well, definitely, no, my lord, because, as I said, right now, 30 years ago, Bob Marley departed from the music scene. And
mm-hmm.
Bob Marley's music has been recycled over and over by countless other people. Yes, you
mm-hmm.
have many other different reggae artists who have made indelible, and when I say indelible, mark upon reggae music internationally and nationally from a Jamaican perspective. But the Bob Marley was able to break that international boundary, the color barrier. So once
mm-hmm.
Bob Marley go through that door, many other artists who come with a similar vibe were able to go through that door and establish themselves. Now,
mm-hmm.
since Bob Marley has left the scene, one of the things we saw is that many, many different countless of people may keep covering Bob Marley songs. And part of that is because the message touched these people right in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Right in their hearts. Now, we have many other artists doing that, especially the older generation of artists. But most of them, as we see recently, since last year, about four different of these major reggae artists has passed on to the next level. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And what we have coming now is a music that don't have a lot of respect as it relates to the international public for this music, but it still has its relevance. So we are saying artists like me and other artists that have the same kind of mentality to come with music that will edit and educate, we should be heard. I think our voice should be heard. We deserve to be heard because we have something to say, and we know that what we have to say is important, because every time we open our mouth and sing on the street corner, sing in a club, people gravitate to the vibe. So it means that if we have a platform that we can showcase our talent, it will help us to help ourselves and help our families and help others.
Beautiful. And I think another important point is Ras Calvin, is that those who will support you, may they be blessed to do so and with copious contributions to your worthy efforts, is that they should taste the sweetness of doing what is right, meaning to help promote a talented artist as yourself, share a good vibe with other people. And I think you mentioned before that those, before we did the show earlier today, that those people who give a certain amount of money will actually have their names printed on the back of the CD, if I'm not mistaken. And by
yes.
doing so, that should encourage them to meditate on how does it feel to be a patron of art, being publicized as one. So maybe they'll show it to their friend, and then their friend become a patron of art. And we'll have, you know, a healthy culture has to be one that supports the arts. All different types of arts, whether it be music, as you mentioned before, technology, which is also another form of art, but more logistical perhaps in its outward appearance to society, writings and plays, whatever it may be. So really, what's going on is that we're this beautiful project from Kickstarter is actually inviting a person who would love perhaps to have the opportunity to make their own album, have their own recording studio, but for circumstances don't dictate it, but now they can actually help another person become successful in their endeavors, and perhaps that will inspire them, if they get the means, to actually fulfill their dreams, to go further and invest more of their money and more of their talents, more of their energies, and to alert other people to the fact that, yes, everyone has a voice to say in promoting positive art to improve the human condition. Can you please comment?
Well, as I said, everything that you are saying, Dan, everything that you are saying so far is right on the money. And I just want to say to people who are listening that, look, I am not so much about, hey, I have something here and let me sell it to you. But in the sense of living and to be able to take care of your livelihood, if you excel at something and people love it, then I think it's only fair that you get a meaningful contribution that you can sustain yourself. So I'm saying I'm not so much about, I don't so much want to sell people music. You know, like, here is it, I ask you for to donate a pledge to my project, and I will give you this, I will give you that, which is a fact. You give me something, I give you something. But I actually want people to feel a part, feel that if this that they are involving with, they're going to be a part of this experience, you know. It's like, it's an experience, and you're coming to get a part of this experience, get a piece of it, and savor it and revel in it, so to speak. So the whole thing is that the music is really for the people. But intellectually, from an intellectual point of view, where they call it intellectual property, because it comes out of our cranium and out of our soul, it is being protected. So in that way, we protect it in a certain way that we can get compensation later on through royalties and so. But my point is that, hey, if you help to produce a product, if you help to create a product by actually putting money up front, then in truth and in right and in fact, you should benefit from it monetarily if it really happened the way we really seeking for it to happen. So me is the kind of artist like that, that I'm willing to even give up points as it relates to royalties, you know, for people who donate a certain amount of money to make the project really happen. You could actually put these people's name on the CD, and you could actually say, hey, when the time comes and this music start coming, you could actually benefit by having a stake in the royalties, so to speak. So, you know, we could always work out the fine tune of how it would work and pay for and then pay them. But I'm saying I'm willing to go to give up enough to get enough to go further, because this is only one project. There are many other albums that going to come after this. This is only one project, you know. So
many albums coming out.
Yeah, when we're doing this and we are asked people, it's not because we're lazy. It's not because we don't want to work. It's because we don't have the money and we really sincerely believe in what we are doing. Hey, Dan, let me tell you this. All of the money that has gone into this CD so far to get it where it's at, it's between me, my personal whatever money I work, whatever jobs I work, and my wife from time to time to chip in a couple of dollars. And that's how I have been able to do this, is sweat, sacrifices, disappointment, and jubilation, and hard work keep going into this. So it's a labor of love. So when I actually step out of my boundary and asking people to help me finish it, it's a genuine, genuine request. I'm not looking for people to give me money, you know. I just need help to show people what my talent is and what I can do, you know.
I just want to alert the audience, Russ Calvin, that actually you have your own record company. Am I not correct?
Yes, I have my own record label. Yes, Shikari Productions Limited, owned by me and my songwriting partner, The Stranger.
Right. I just want to mention to the blessed audience, Rascom, because just to illustrate, this is a man who knows every aspect of the business. He's not a newcomer. You know, most people in the music business have to grind and self-sacrifice, as we just heard Russ Calvin mention, and I'm happy to hear that his wife of valor is investing in her husband's efforts, which means that shows that there's an understanding for her mate's needs, and he understands that his soulmate's needs also have to be met, and so it's not a contradiction to do everything he's doing. Actually, this is what makes, you know, this also helps make his music richer, that he has the support of his soulmate, his wife of valor. With that being said, blessed souls, and I want to direct this next question and comment to you, Russ Calvin, as we're coming down to 5 minutes left in the show. Already we've seen there's been one successful project of reggae music on Kickstarter.com, which was a documentary, which is called Awake Zion, which is a pretty fascinating documentary, which I can see from the trailer, which is tying together the common thread that can be shared amongst the Jewish people and Jamaican people because of the circumstances I would project of the last, not just 70 years, when we had the Holocaust period, of 400 years, going back with the start, unfortunately, of the Western, Eastern European, and other forces that were involved in the slave trade, and not only going back to the time of the Temple times, 2,000 years ago, but going way back into antiquity, when we know that the mighty Levite prophet Moses, when he ran from Pharaoh after he killed the Egyptian, he was actually in Ethiopia 40 years. So this is actually an ancient linkage, Russ Calvin.
Yes,
Israel and Ethiopia, yes, we are connecting 3,000 years later to try to implore other people, let's invest in this soul bond relationship as it's manifesting now. As here, I hope for the next 30 days, without a vow, to broadcast this, to cut and paste this radio show on my wall in Facebook. And hopefully you'll share it with, you know, the people you can use to recruit for the remaining amount of money. Let's talk about Awakes On, and how this conversation tonight, in the last 4 minutes that we have, is an extension of the soul meaning of that documentary which came out last year called Awakes On, which was a successful fundraiser on Kickstarter.com. Please elaborate.
Which up to now, I have searched Kickstarter because I'm the kind of person like this. I'm into reggae, you know, and Kickstarter is a medium like that. And when I discovered it, my first thing when I saw the different successful music projects being successfully completed there, I started searching for reggae people on there. And I found four people. One, I think he has a couple more days to go. I don't know if he's going to reach his target, but that's like a kind of company recycling vinyl. So they are doing this project to like sell vinyl records in the reggae category. And then there is this sister named Sister Brina Reggae Star. Her project failed. And there is this other group named Jazz Submanada from California. These are some white guys playing reggae. Their project failed also, you know, and Awake Zion project, which is not straight reggae, it's not music, it's really a documentary, as you say, tracing the linkage between Jews, Rastafari, and reggae music. And that was a successful project. That project was successful. So what I'm saying, one, people don't know about it, and also just want to bring it, Radioland people to know that, you know, when you get a message from a friend, they may be friends on Facebook, but when you get a message from a friend asking for help, don't be alarmed, because many people have reached out to many people seeking help, and not as much as even a response to say, well, right now, it's rough time, so, you know, we won't be able to donate anything now, but maybe next time. Many of these people have sent out many, many, many messages, and many, I don't get back, no response. You know, so I don't know if people think that we are begging money, because on the Kickstarter page, there are on the right-hand side of the page, there are the reward section, where if you donate $10, you will get a download of the single right now, Rally Back, plus a handwritten copy of the lyrics signed by me. If you donate $50, you will get the full album download, plus you will get a signed copy of the CD, plus we have mouse pads, Calvin Christie mouse pads, we have Calvin Christie mugs. We have many little goodies to encourage people to say, hey, you gave us a contribution. When the work done, we going to give you a sample of the work so that, one, you see that this is what your money helped to create, and two, you can be proud that you were a part of this, helping it to come to its fruition. So I don't want people to feel that we are feel upset that we are trying to beg money or anything. We are merely seeking your help as fans, as potential fans, and as friends, you know?
Amen. Amen. We have about 37 seconds to go. I'd like to thank Russ Calvin for coming on tonight. And with all, I humbly and yet with all the powers of my soul, I hopefully can invoke a blessing from the Most High. This project should be a roaring success, not only for yourself, Russ Calvin, but for other reggae artists and for other honest and open, talented souls in this creation to look through the vehicle of Kickstarter.com and to make it a pleasant and more peaceful world. Blessed souls, we have to sign off. Ahavachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, Kulano for all of us. Take care.